Welcome in to this week's edition of Conversations with Carlisle. It's Thursday, December 19th of 2019. I am Zion Brown, joined by Ben Davis, head boys basketball coach Don Carlisle. How are you today?
Good morning, good people.
Okay, so I'll start off talking about last week's game against Franklin Central, a game which the Giants led most of the way, and then the lead fell away late, and Franklin Central won that game in overtime. And same thing almost happened last week against South, or the couple weeks ago against Southport. So how can the Giants make sure they become better at closing games?
That's exactly what we have to do. We just have to get better. It's not for lack of effort. We've been working hard on it. So hopefully with these experiences, we'll continue to get better and get to winning those games in the late and at the end of the games.
And as far as just last week's game, what do you feel went wrong late in the game that led to Franklin Central coming back and winning in overtime?
It was a weird game. I think that I made a statement with the starting group, and I started the second group, which really didn't hurt us much, but maybe it threw them off a little bit. But at the same time, we had a 9-point lead early in the fourth, and it seems like when it gets tight, right now our guys don't do a very good job of closing. So we just got to do a better job. We didn't rebound, defensive rebound very well. We do it for three quarters, but in the fourth quarter it seems to be tough for us.
So that was my next question. We talked about the starting lineup. What went into that starting lineup change that you made last week?
It was just a lack of effort, I thought, in practice. And for me, where I am at with this team right now is if the effort is not there and if they're not doing the things that I think they should be doing, then they just won't play.
And then this weekend, you guys have two big matchups against Warren and Brownsburg. So what's your approach going into this weekend, knowing that these are two of the better teams on your schedule?
Well, it'll be a great deal if we go out there and get two wins. I think that this week of preparation has been better, one of the better weeks that we've had. So I anticipate that we'll play well. If those matriculate into wins, I don't know. I think that we have enough come out here and get two wins this weekend. And leading into the 26th matchup with Lawrence Central, I think that would bode well for us. So my hope and my plan is that we come out with some energy and come out with some Ben Davis pride and play as hard as we possibly can to get these two victories.
And then you talked about that game on the 26th with Lawrence Central. They're going to be a huge challenge as well the day after Christmas. Mm-hmm. And they came into the year the state favorite. I don't know if that's changed or not. So how do you look to handle their team that you beat last year in the regionals?
Yeah, we're going to have to play tough. We're going to have to play hard. Those guys are very athletic, and they crash the offensive glass really hard. So one of the Achilles heels for this team this year has been we haven't really – did a really good job on the defensive glass. So that'll be the challenge for us. That'll be the challenge that'll be posed to the guys. You have two, possible three high-major Division I guys on that team. So it'll be a challenge for them. If they come out and play well, then I think that we can play with or we're better than just about any team in the state when we play the way that we're capable.
And then overall, as a coach, how do you handle the winter break, all the sort of kind of distractions that come with it? How do you handle that as a coach?
Well, we don't get much of a break most of the time. We're either practicing or playing. They'll get a little bit of a break at the end of the year towards the beginning of the next year, but we play on the 4th. So they'll maybe get 2 or 3 days off. It won't be the 2 weeks that everybody else gets. So from my standpoint, there'll be guys that are missing. If they don't show up for practice, they don't do the things that they're supposed to do, then they just won't play. That's how I handle it. That's how I think most coaches approach it. Hopefully, with the commitment they made with being a winter athlete, that we'll get great attendance and we'll continue to get better.
All right. Thank you, Coach Carlisle. Now we'll bring up the center, Jaden Brown, today. How are you doing, Jaden?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm good as well. So this year you kind of stepped up into a larger role becoming a senior leader. So how have you looked to handle that?
I just look to rally the guys, be a better leader on the floor, and really get our group together when we down, pick up the energy, and when we get in the down spurts, just keep the guys up and do a better job of being a leader on the floor this year.
And as far as just being a big and how Coach Carlisle just kind of talked about making sure that you get the defensive rebound to secure the possession, how are you guys trying to work that, you and the other couple of bigs, trying to work towards that so that you can close out those games that have kind of slipped out of your hands?
Coach Carlisle has really emphasized boxing out for us as a team. We're a smaller team, so we understand everybody has a box out. Everybody has to go get the rebound and finish our possession. So, that's what we've been really emphasizing this week in practice and doing a lot of box out drills and getting tougher on the glass.
And then these two games this weekend are huge game for the Giants. You know, it could either kind of put the season in the other direction where you guys can get back on sort of a winning streak, or it could really hurt your team. So how do you make sure you go into these games with a winning mentality and a winning attitude?
We're going to stay positive, play hard, and keep focused and buy into what Coach Carlisle is really giving us to do this week. And, just go out there and execute and play hard and see what those results bring.
All right. Thank you, Jaden, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you, Zion.
All right, Coach Carlisle, anything more to add to that?
Just we play Saturday night out at Warren. Of course, we'd appreciate everybody's support. And then Saturday night we have Brownsburg here, 6 o'clock for JV, 7:30 for varsity. So make sure you come out and show support.
Yep, that's Friday night. You misspoke. Friday night at Warren, right? And then Saturday night here at Ben Davis against Brownsburg. So, yeah, make sure to come out. Both those games will be on WBDG. And this has been The Conversations with Carlisle.